Hello, and welcome to a Vashon Minute, where we take a moment to focus on one island issue or one island person at a time. I'm Susan McCabe, your host for this episode, where we will focus on what's new in island theater. More and more, Vashon's economy relies on arts tourism, and we are becoming known as a destination for live theater. DramaDoc just celebrated 50 years of community theater. Vashon Repertory Theater is moving into its seventh season. Vashon High School's theater program is consistently producing top-quality productions. Umo Ensemble and Vashon Opera have carved out unique places in the island's theater landscape, and 1448 Vashon is its own animal. The new kid on the block is Ghost Boat Theater. Here to tell us the story of this new company are two of its co-founders, Stephen Stern and Jennifer Dice. Welcome, you two. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you for having us.
We're delighted to be here.
This is such an exciting thing. And of course, I'm going to start with the obvious question. What made you think our island needed another theater company?
Well, of course, no one needs another theater company. But the island offers an opportunity for a theater company that combines our incredible resources for musical talent with the incredible theater community that already exists here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more that we're taking advantage of the rich resources offered by Vashon Island and forming a theater company that will do something a little bit different than what the other theater companies do. Not that the other theater companies don't ever use music. You could point to the Cyclone Line, which Vashon Rep has done twice, as a kind of inspirational work to us because it used music and storytelling in very much the way we are doing. But we're doing that with every show and in a variety of different styles.
Well, and Kat Eggleston, the playwright for that play, is one of your co-founders, not here today because she's in Chicago doing big-time theater. But was she among the inspirations for Ghost Boat?
Absolutely. I often said that there would be no Ghost Boat if it weren't for Kat, partly because of her incredible talent as an actor, a musician, and a playwright, but also because she has the avenues to the musical talent that we as relative newcomers to the island do not have.
Yes, right. So the next obvious question is, how did you come up with the name?
Oh, the Ghost Boat. Yeah, so we were kicking around the idea of creating this theater company, and we knew we needed a name. In fact, the naming it is one of the most fun things that you want to do first. So we spent some time thinking about what indicates island without saying island. Well, there's boat, boat themes, right? And then what would people be surprised and delighted to experience? And that's the Ghost Boat, because when the Ghost Boat comes and you don't know it's on its way, you get there early, you're happy. And we thought that would be a fun way to say, we are going to be bringing the unexpected surprise and delight.
That is so wonderful. And you call it a fringe theater company.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds edgy and interesting. What does it mean to audiences?
Well, one thing it means to us is that it's going to be low tech and human powered. And that's the type of theater that Stephen and I have done a lot of times over our many years of doing this together, is to make things inexpensively that bring a lot of theatricality to the stage. So the fringe aspect is we definitely are going to try to make it as entertaining, as professional as it's going to be, but it's always going to be a little bit experimental, and people won't know everything that they're going to see. They're not going to see something traditional.
Well, and you have alluded a bit to your theatrical experience. You're kind of a theater power couple. Can you just give us a little history of your theatrical experience?
Sure. I'll start. Maybe Stephen will want to add his point of view here, but we met when we were both in college. Stephen was a graduate student in directing at the UW School of Theater, and I was working as an undergrad across the street in the art program. So we met through mutual friends, and Stephen realized that my aesthetic for design matched his aesthetic for theater. And so I did some set design for Stephen in those days, including on his your senior project Ubuwa by Alfred Jarry, right?
Ubuwa?
Ubuwa, played by Alfred Jarry, where I designed the set as a big bathroom where people got flushed down a toilet.
It was a very large toilet, which the School of Drama later used to hold beer for parties.
Right. So that was the beginning
of that was a big toilet.
That was a big toilet. And that was the beginning of our collaboration where, and we've worked together in a lot of different ways through the years, but mostly it's because I think we share a sense of humor and an aesthetic on what we like to see on stage. So
how many years have you been together then?
Oh, well, we met in 1986, so that'd be 40 years.
Wow. And you're still laughing.
We are mostly still laughing. I mean, you know, in any life, there's some laughing, there's some crying, but mostly laughing these days.
Jenny, you wrote the company's premiere production, which is happening June 26th, opening June 26th, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's it about? And what inspired you?
Well, this play is a farcical take on the Odyssey by Homer. The reason that it's called One Thing After Another is if you go back to the original text of that epic poem, it's 13,000 lines or whatever it has. What happens to Odysseus and the sailors is one bad thing after another.
Right.
They meet witches, monsters, their ship gets wrecked, Poseidon curses them. And the thing that interests me about the play is that I've taken that theme and I've said, you know, this is the human condition. It is sometimes feel like it's one thing after another. And you don't have control over your fate. But there's one thing you can do about that, and that's laugh. And so I've turned that into a comedy. And this version, I've iterated this play a few times, but this version also brings some great music. And we have a play that's a one act. It's a comedy with musical interludes. And it's a mix that I think people may really respect and really enjoy.
And it sounds fantastic. And it seems to me that the musician and theatrical community on the island has responded enthusiastically to this. Stephen, can you tell us what the appeal is to all these folks? Why did all our talented folks flock to this? You've got an incredible cast.
It is. I think that it's a chance to do something new. Every artist loves to experiment. The idea that you're doing something brand new, that's going to be presented to an audience in a new way for the first time, any artist would find that appealing. And I think that the musicians who have never, or at least rarely, been on stage before are thrilled with a chance to get to try a new art form. And we have room in the style that we're doing the play in to incorporate some people who are less experienced, as well as some very seasoned actors like Kenny Alton, who I think is just a remarkable talent in both music and theater.
Yes, right. And Jenny, you described this as an epic play, and I'm thinking set, huge set, but you're doing it in the Black Box Theater at Open Space. So how are you accommodating that? How are you making it look like?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the things that we have learned over many, many years is that you don't need expensive, elaborate flats and realism to make the story shine, right? You can do things in a very simple way. And really, we're obliged to do them in a very simple way because we really don't have any money. So we got a little grant from 4Culture, very grateful for that. And we were able to use that money to hire a really great set designer. Her name's Ramona Rhapsody. She's from the burlesque world.
What
and
a
so
great
she,
name.
Yeah, she's a wonderful person and a great, very creative person. She's making puppets for us. She is making set pieces that can come apart and go back together in different ways. And I think what I like is that the theatricality of that is going to inspire and make people have their own vision of the epic world of ancient Greece. We were not trying to reproduce it for them. Stephen, what would you say?
Yeah, what would you say?
I would also say that we take a bit of a satiric view on the idea of epic heroism. one of the things Jenny likes to say about the play that she hasn't said yet is, this is a one, how'd that happen story. It's like, how did Odysseus get in all this trouble? It's like, seems like people make a lot of their own problems and blame it on the gods. So in the same way that we have a kind of a jaundiced view of heroism, we have a kind of a jaundiced view of the idea of an epic, too. It's really like a cartoon. The play is very cartoony. The emotions are real, but the style of it is kind of flat and cardboardy and really fun to watch.
And you are directing this, right, Steve?
I am. I figured this was about as different from the last play I directed as it could be.
And tell us just a bit about the last play you directed.
I directed Anthropology for Drama Doc, which was extremely high tech. We had four screens, over 600 tech cues without counting the lighting cues. We had 10 minutes of the play that the actors had to perfectly synchronize with pre-recorded material. This is very different than that.
A little more relaxed?
I wouldn't say that it's more relaxed overall, but it's your stress is in different places.
It sounds like great fun. Is this something that people would want to bring the kids to?
Oh, yeah. I think it's totally appropriate for all ages. It is full of action, adventure, humor, and monsters. And I do think that kids will appreciate that, but it's not going to talk down to them. It's definitely an adult cast with a very vigorous set of physical changes. They're all playing multiple parts. Our band doubles as the Greek gods. I think kids know this stuff. They've read Percy Jackson, so they know some of these stories of ancient Greece. And so some of those will be very familiar and they'll enjoy it.
This just sounds fantastic. So I want to be sure that our listeners know exactly when and where to see one thing after another. So which one of you wants to tell us the deets?
It's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 26th, 27th, and 28th of June. Evening performances all 3 days at 7:30. And there is a matinee Sunday, the 28th, at 2 at the Black Box at Open Space.
And how much are tickets?
Well, you can get 4Culture subsidized tickets for $10. Uh-huh. You can get standard tickets for $25. I've heard tell that there's going to be a VIP ticket tier. I don't know how much those are going to cost yet. That is a decision that Open Space makes, but I think they're $75. I just haven't seen them on the website yet, so I can't report to you absolutely.
And speaking of kids under 18 are free.
Okay.
That's
so
right.
We can get tickets online, right?
Oh, yes.
The Open Space Vashon website.
Yes.
So what do you see as the future for Ghost Boat Theater? What happens after one thing after another?
Well, we have another play coming up. We're just settling some of the details of that show. It's penned by Kat Eggleston, and she will be the star of the show. It's going to be called The Wren, and it's based in Irish mythology and Irish music. So a totally different style of show, but definitely in the Ghost Boat style, where you're going to both hear great music and see a cool story in that small space at the Black Box.
And I believe there was a previous reading of The Wren during COVID that Vashon Rep produced.
Yes.
But we weren't here then, so I don't know which venue that took place.
And I don't think it was during COVID. I think it was one of our readings at the Vashon Center for the Arts lobby, their big atrium. So yeah, when you said that, it rang a bell for me, I being part of Vashon Repertory Theater, full disclosure. So that's a complete departure from your opening play, which is this great comedy.
Yes, that's the idea, is to show that this style of interspersing the drama with interludes that are musical, not like a musical where the story is told by the songs, but in this other experimental way, it can complement a variety of styles of show. We're talking to folks about our shows for 2027, and we're going to do some other experimental things too.
This is so exciting. And we have run out of time. We've got 30 seconds left. What do you want people to walk away with?
We would love to see people at the show and give us some feedback as we kick off this endeavor. Hope people will come out, and if they enjoy it, tell their friends.
And that is Ghost Boat Theaters, a premiere production, one thing after another at Open Space for Arts and Community, opening June 26. You can get your tickets at the Open Space Vashon website. And I want to thank you both so much for taking your time in what I know is a really busy schedule for
Susan,
joining us.
We really appreciate you having us.
Thank you. Jenny Dice, Stephen Stern, co-founders of Ghost Boat Theater. You're not going to want to miss this. And by the way, thanks so much for listening to A Vashon Minute. Please stay tuned to the Voice of Vashon. You never know what might come next.